Now, last week, Margaret finished on a rather spooky note with what was going on at Hadley Castle. But this week, we are really heading into the centre of spooks in Essex, I guess, Canewdon Village.
Indeed. Very much associated with spooky happenings and witchcraft generally.
Mm.
And, of course, the home of James, known as Cunning Murrell.
Oh, yes.
In the sense of cunning being a wise man, a learned man. Well, James Murrell is well known in the village for having concocted his own remedies for certain things and being able to foretell amazing happenings. He was generally regarded as a very clever man and the man you go to if you were in any trouble and you wanted to know how to get yourself out of it. For a small fee, he would oblige. He's also said to have been seen on many occasions since his death in the fields around Canewdon, gathering herbs.
Really?
Oh, indeed. Presumably for his cures and remedies.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, he's still rumoured to come back to his old village. But there are obviously other people than James Murrell associated with Canewdon. And it has a long history of various superstitions connected with the building of the church. And it's said that if you want to move back in time, not forward in time, back in time, you need to run anti-clockwise round the church 3 times.
But does that take you back in time, or does it just replay events from the past?
No, it supposedly takes you back in time.
So you could disappear and never
disappear and never be seen or heard of again.
I don't think I'll give it a go just yet.
It's said that as long as the church steeple keeps standing, there will be 6 witches in the village, 3 dressed in cotton and 3 dressed in silk. So 3 poor women, 3 rich women. And when the final witch leaves Canewdon Village, the tower will crash to the ground.
Goodness me. Right, okay, fine. Thank you very much indeed
for
that.
Thank
you. And next week, more spooks or not?
No, I'm giving spooks a rest.
Right.
I'm going to Gosfield Hall, the home of a Victorian textile magnate.
Right, thank you very much indeed, Margaret.
Thank you, Scott.